President Biden set to address the nation in a few hours this afternoon as the Omicron variant sweeps across the country. He is expected to lay out a number of new measures to try and curb the spread, including a plan to release a number of home testing kits. Let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Anjali Kamlani, who's following that story for us. And Anjali, this is all good news. The question is it going to go out? Are these measures all going to be implemented early enough to try and curb what we're seeing right now?
Well, Akiko, experts are warning that it is a little too late, essentially. Right now, looking at what the plan entails, it does increase the availability of testing for Americans, whether or not you are under private insurance. If you recall, the previous announcement from the administration was reimbursement for at-home tests starting next year. That plan still stands. But in addition, President Joe Biden is set to announce that 500 million at-home tests will be purchased by the U.S. government and will start being available in January of next year. They will be free for all Americans, but they will have to be requested through a website, and more details are still pending on that plan. The administration is also sending 50 million at-home tests to those who are not under private insurance. So a lot of effort there to get more tests in hands. I know we've all heard of the long lines for PCR testing that are starting up, especially in the Northeast, as well as prices that are much higher than the retail or just test out of stock, whether you're looking at Abbott or the others that have come down the pike at many of the retail pharmacies. So really, this is an effort to help encourage, and this is in addition to the $3 billion that has been spent to date by the administration to get more tests out on the market and expand that manufacturing. So that's just one part of it. In addition, Biden is set to announce additional troops being sent to the hardest hit COVID areas to help support hospitals. Already six states have been sent emergency response teams. FEMA will also be activated to stand up surge facilities, and including ambulance and beds to those COVID burden areas, as well as more vaccine sites. We know this is, of course, in addition to the restarting of vaccine mandates for employers, which recently a court allowed to go through. So a lot of effort here as we see the pivot to kind of battle Omicron.
And we will, of course, be carrying that speech live here on Yahoo Finance. 2:30 p.m. Eastern is when it's expected to start. Anjali, we've heard so much, we're learning more about the impact of Omicron on patients. We've heard so much about the milder symptoms that a lot of patients have had. And yet we've got this report now out of Texas of the first death linked to the Omicron variant. What more do we know about that?
That's correct. We do have the first confirmed death linked to Omicron coming out of Harris County, Texas, and that was an unvaccinated individual. And the reason why that it requires emphasis is because, to your point, milder symptoms are really what we have seen the data pointing to, especially for those who are vaccinated. And the number of unvaccinated individuals continues to be a concern for the White House. When you're looking at the number of individuals that are currently vaccinated in the U.S., we know that 65% of those five and up are considered fully vaccinated. Meanwhile, those 18 and up, the number is above 70%, really is fully vaccinated. But when you look at the boosted numbers, that's still hovering around 30%. And that's where the concern is. As we know, the data has shown an increase in effectiveness against Omicron specifically, which is why health experts have warned that whether or not you're fully vaccinated, getting that booster is important, as we have seen that breakthrough cases are even more likely. Data from the UK continues to show a number of deaths. Meanwhile, in South Africa, where we know we've seen the most reporting out of, they have started to see a decline in cases in the past 2 weeks. But now is where they're starting to see those deaths and hospitalizations increase, which, as we know, throughout the pandemic, there has been sort of that 2 week lag between the two events. So that's where things stand right now.
Yeah, it's important to note that lag with a lot of people kind of maybe letting their guard down with the hospitalization rates not going up as quickly as those new infections. Anjali, thanks so much for that.